Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we got our mini trucking and matrimony happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up, y'all?
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard W. Hoskins III.
Esquire. What's going on to our homies up in Taylor, Arkansas, including our buddy Blake Hall?
That's right.
What's up, Blake?
My buddy Blake in Taylor, Arkansas.
Sounds like a friendly place.
I stay up in Taylor's, South Carolina.
That's just, you're like brothers.
I know. I mean, it's like we're like neighbors.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
I like it. Just short and to the point. What's up?
Just to the point.
Hi.
Get it in, get it done.
Hey.
Hey. But, you know, I tell you, how has everybody's week been?
Everybody's, that's been fantastic.
Everybody's heart day go good, and everybody had a good weekend. How about that Daytona 500?
I liked the race. It was really good.
I know I'm going to get flack for this, but I don't really care. NASCAR sucks.
Mm. Preach.
I'm with you.
I'm not with you. I like it.
Like, I used to get into it, and like, I sat down and watched the qualifying. And like, that was okay, but the cars suck. It isn't the same.
You know what I watched last weekend?
What'd you watch?
I watched the Celebrity All-Star Basketball game, a few minutes of it, and then I watched Ashton play Fortnite.
So you watched your son play video games?
Yeah.
Over NASCAR?
Yeah.
That's her life.
I'm envious.
And it's a whole lot more interesting.
But now, I'm really kind of the minority in this because NASCAR actually got more views than the All-Star game.
Yes, they did.
Really?
But I think NASCAR is doing better. I don't think it's great still. But, you know, hey, it is what it is.
You know,
how about that old Denny Hamlin, though?
That's what I was supposed to say. I really love...
I love his restaurants.
I am a Toyota fan.
I've always been a Lumberjack Slam fan.
I used to run Toyota Motors and all that in my race cars. But I was really happy that Joe Gibbs Racing won the Daytona 500 just for J.D. I mean, I know it wasn't for him, but to finish 1-2-3 with JD just passing away, that was spectacular.
Well, I mean, and that's a good thing. I mean, I don't have a dog in that fight, so I mean, it's like
that was just spectacular for them.
I want to make fun of anybody that wins, you know. I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of me and Shirley Muldowney look at NASCAR the same way, snorefest. So it's a great time to take a nap.
I can't argue with there. I do take naps, but
I want to tell you something. The older I get, the better naps are.
Like, that is true.
Have you ever found yourself in the middle of the day, like daydreaming about taking a nap? I have.
Almost every day.
Frequently.
I'm telling you, what's up with that? Like, boy, a nap sure does sound good.
I think I almost got my master's degree in taking a nap.
In naps. I mean, like. As much as I slept in high school, you'd think I'd be all rested up by now. But you know, it's really bad. Like right now, like I could probably, is this segment almost over? I'm gonna lay and take a nap. But it got me thinking. You know, NASCAR's got problems, NHRA has problems. The whole damn world's got problems.
Everybody's
got problems. And then it got me thinking. Smitty, who's some of the best people you know?
Car guys.
Exactly. Professor?
Absolutely, car guys.
Car guys.
And gals.
Car people.
Breezy. Say car girls.
Car gals. Car people. Car persons.
Car persons.
But, and so that's, that got me thinking. What if car guys and gals, we're going after that lady demographic now.
You can say guys. Car girls don't get offended like that.
I'm always going after that lady demographic.
If you're listening, ladies, the professor is available.
And he has his Old Spice on tonight.
I'm telling you. He put it on a little heavy.
It's Axe, but thank you.
If you keep, yeah, the only thing that's going to attract is flies, okay?
That's one step above Brute 33.
Ooh, I can always tell you're a Brute man. You know why? Because you don't ever have a lady with you. That's why. Oh, man, that stuff is, I would rather put kerosene on my face than Brute.
I'm with you.
And Hot Rods and Happy Hour brought to you by Brute. You want to smell like a man that hangs out with guys, then wear Brute. Wear Brute. But I'm more of an Aqua Velva kind of guy myself. But, you know, what if car guys ran the government?
It would be great.
I mean, seriously, let's just take the White House, the Senate, take everything. Turn it upside down, dump these guys out, and insert car guys.
I'm ready.
Do you realize how much better everything would be?
How much does the EPA cost us a year?
You know what? I would eliminate that right off the bat.
I don't even know what they do.
I can't even spell what that's short for. You know what we need to do? EPA needs to be DOA. Done.
DOA.
There's day one.
That's right. Walking papers.
But you know what would happen if car guys did run the country? Swaps would be a tax write-off.
Ugh. LS everything
would be a tax write-off.
But I'm serious, though. I mean, if you think about it, and I know it sounds extremely far-fetched, but just hear me out.
I'm listening.
I'm just saying. Could
I
you
could
imagine?
Totally see Ford and Chevy being like Democrats and Republicans, though.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. I'm going to tell you something else. And Mopars would be the more independents.
Oh, yeah.
About to say, what are they going to be?
Weirdos. And but you see where I'm getting at. So you've got that. And then, like, you know, we're talking about build a wall. Let's build some damn racetracks. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
Instead of building a wall, put a drift track around. Ain't nobody dumb enough to cross that street with cars sliding sideways across it. And then, you know what? You want security? I got that handled too. Put parking lots up with good lights. Kids are going to be sitting there in their cars, hanging out. Ain't nobody going to do nothing shady with somebody around.
There you
Problem
go.
Solved.
Truth.
And it ain't costing us nothing.
Border Patrol, hey. We got four-wheel drive guys for that.
That's what I'm right. screaming. We could call them and call them old redneck boys, you know? You know, right. Carolina squat guys, you know?
Well,
they can help the farming community because we can put a plow on the end of that thing and they can plow fields with those, all kinds of stuff. But you see where I'm getting at? Like, there's so many things that car guys can do better than real politicians.
Yeah.
Car people know how to make things work.
Exactly. You know why? Because that's what we do.
Not me, but other
people. We fix things.
Yeah.
Exactly. We know how to fix things. You know what I'm saying? We like taking something that's old and wore out and making it new again. I'm telling you.
But we also kind of like to make bad financial decisions most of the time.
Have you looked at our economy lately?
What I'm saying.
What's the deficit up to now?
We're going to have to build it up to break it down is what I'm getting at.
Well, the only good thing is we'll have Richard, our numbers guru, controlling our numbers.
Exactly. This right here would be the treasurer. The end.
Everything's going to be fine.
Every time me, Rod, Smitty, everybody, we just need a check.
I can say, Professor, as long as my card swipes and it's approved, we ain't going to have no problems. I'm not worried about the other end. That's your deal.
It's going to be great.
You take that up with the Ford, Chevy, and Dodge guys. All right? But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I think this could really work. I really, really do. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I'm pretty
sure
by the end of this, we can come up with a good plan.
I'm telling you. I think it'd be a real good plan.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a little time to think about a plan, too, because we got a commercial break coming up, guys. We're talking about Hot Rods and Politics right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And, of course, we got our hot rod and happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, y'all?
What's happening?
And then we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial advisor slash numbers guru, the professor himself, the ladies' man, Richard Hoskins.
What is happening up in Madison, Wisconsin?
And you came out with that.
It's the home of Chris Farley. You know, because we're talking about car guys and government.
And cheese.
And cheese.
And Wisconsin cheddar.
Hey, you know what cheese guys get on?
Hot dogs.
A hot dog.
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, if you're just chiming in, one, shame on you. Two, we're talking about what would it be like if car guys ran our country. Like real car guys. I'm not talking about... Like, well, Barack Obama was on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. No, that's not a real car guy. He just happened to sit in a real car guy's car with Jerry Seinfeld. But, like, if real car guys ran the country, like, and I'm not talking about, like, pinky-up Lamborghini driving guys. I'm talking about, like, real car guys.
Like Jay Leno.
Jay Leno would be a good one. Like, Jay Leno, like, I would probably give him a job doing something very important.
Oh, yeah, I would, too. Because he is the car guy of car guys.
Vice President?
Secretary of State.
Possibly Secretary of State. I'm with you there. And I'm going to tell you something. On my Vice Pres, you know who I'm thinking?
Who are you thinking? Me?
You'd be close. I don't know. Since we technically kind of like family.
Smitty could be Secretary of Defense.
That's right.
Y'all don't want that.
Nuke them.
Everybody getting punched in the face. Everybody.
I will throat punch you. Excuse me? I was raised in the hood, boy. You don't want none of this. But you know.
You?
Yeah, mama. But this is, I mean, I think the car guys could really do this. I mean, you know, we talk about this. All you hear is, make America great again. Hell, let's just make NASCAR great again. We could fix the South in one damn swipe.
Instantly.
If you made NASCAR interesting, like, the sky would be a little bluer, the grass would be a little greener, or at least below the Mason-Dixon line, everybody would be happy.
This is so true.
I'm telling you.
You know, I could see, like, the mini truckers being, like, the Mad Max group. Like having a whole little section off on their own. Like, what do you call those people that?
They'd be like the Zip Tie Treaty.
Yeah, and they'd be like Freetown or something off on a corner.
It's the mini truckers.
We'd just be like, you know, we'd patrol the streets at night because, I mean, you can't see sparks during the day. Good, but at night, I mean, hey, you only have to pay to have street lights anymore. We're just going to light them up all the way around.
No, because we got underbody LEDs.
Underbody,
we don't need all that.
LEDs and drag blocks, baby. You know how bright titanium burns?
I'm telling. It scares me that he knows these things. It really, really scares me.
He reads a lot.
Professor?
Yes. You know, that is disturbing, but I feel like Josh is the guy for the job. And I feel like I would sleep peacefully at night knowing that Smitty,
I'll be honest with you. If I was getting in a fight, I'd want Smitty there.
If I'm getting in a fight, I do want Smitty there.
Like I'd like for you to think like you could call me if you needed me for that situation.
Look at Smitty. But look at me, man.
I'm a bit more of a lover, not a fighter. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm that guy. I'm a talker. I'm a problem solver.
I would be like,
Smitty is the problem solver.
Yeah, without question.
Smitty is the new problem maker.
They would call, you know, for us to come help and be like, on the way, we'd be calling Smitty. Beat us there.
Please. We're going to stop and get a hot dog.
Yeah.
Let me know when it's over.
Did you get them all?
That's what we say when we roll up. Smitty, did you get them all?
I got to go with Bree for Secretary of State.
Bree would be a good one. Breezy would be good for that.
I think a female's touch is important for that role, and also I think that.
And she's kind of got that Beyonce thing going.
Well, that doesn't hurt.
I woke up like this. I just get out there and smile in a gold spandex suit. That's solved.
That's the answer to most problems.
I was about to say they're in.
That's going to make Smitty a busy man.
Exactly. There comes more problems.
Smitty can't throat punch the world. Okay.
You solved like eight. You started like 8 million. I mean,
he's only got two fists, people. But, and I mean, and that's another thing. All right. Secret Service.
Patrick.
I think the mini truckers would be the great Secret Service.
No,
because they can do some MacGyver stuff.
I mean, we can do MacGyver stuff.
I think they should be CIA. That's the sneaky stuff.
No, no. Car guys' girlfriends need to be CIA. They'd be finding out everything. They'd be finding out everything. True. I'm just going to tell you that right now. We're going to hand that one over to the ladies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's for real. But I'm serious. Like, I think that would be something good.
Yeah.
I think that would work, you know? And I mean, because the mini truck guys, I mean, you think about it. Secret Service, and this is a ragtag bunch. I'll be honest with you. You see a bunch of mini truckers hanging around somewhere, and especially like they're for your crew, and they're walking around you, you're not going to walk up and talk to them.
No, you're not at all.
Yeah, I mean, khaki shorts, black T-shirts for days.
Even though 99.99% of us are very nice people, we still do kind of look a little scary.
It's very intimidating.
Y'all really, really do. You really do. Like,
tattoos.
It's weird. Smitty, I've known you now for years, and I still clutch my wallet when I walk past you. You've stayed in my house, and I have no problem with it. But I walk past you, I'm like, don't stick out my wallet? Yeah, that's cool. All right, that's good. That's good. That's good. Did he take my watch? Oh, no, I didn't wear it today. I'm just saying. I mean, Professor, how are you feeling about that?
I don't know, man. I'm with
you. Checking your wallet, weren't you?
I think we are developing quite a cabinet.
I'm telling you. I mean, I think we got this. I mean, I don't have like a roadmap to this. I'm just kind of winging it, but.
Well, no political dog in this fight, but currently our president is kind of a car guy.
He is.
Like, he's car guy because he's rich.
Yeah, he's got money, car guy.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, a car guy. Now, his son's got a Pro Tour in 69. Right?
That's pretty awesome.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, yeah. that's pretty neat. I mean, but, you know, his son's got one.
Yeah, right? There's a difference when it's in your heart and when you just have it as a hobby.
Instead of the White House, we have a white garage.
White garage.
I mean, like, could you see, like, if, let's say, you know, Commander-in-Chief Rob Pitts. It does have a good ring to it, I'm saying. Pitts 2020. And, but you know what I'm saying? Like this... Walking up to the podium, wiping your hands off with a red shop rag.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We need to get one thing straight. Whoever designed these damn 5-quart oil containers when your car holds 6 quarts is basically homegrown terrorism. That's all it is. That's
banned
a problem
from America.
Me. I'm telling you, right here at home. Guys, hang tight. We're talking politics and hot rods right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, we've got Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
And then we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself.
What is going on, Plano, Texas?
I didn't even get a chance to bring you in, Hoskins.
You just said...
The professor himself.
That's me.
Like, if we were coming up to a red light right now, you ran it. We would have had a collision.
I don't want that.
Somebody could have died.
I'm pretty sure we had the same driver's ed teacher. And I'm going to tell you something, Richard.
I don't want to talk about driver's ed.
We're writing a new bill.
Oh.
Well, I know who ain't gonna
be. So we got Richard Hoskins in the studio.
What's up, Plano, Texas?
All right, of course we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel because we'll probably need it before this show's over with. An all around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right, so we're talking about if car guys ran the country.
I know who's not gonna be the head of Department of Transportation now.
Right. Exactly. You know why? Because Richard can't obey traffic laws.
I'm a great driver. I mean, that doesn't mean that I'm qualified to run or anything by any means.
Richard, you've ran every curb here.
There's only one.
You've hit it 14 times. How about if I was a kid?
There's only one. I hit it once, and everybody's hit it. I even have Patrick's backup on that. That curb,
why are you driving the producer into the lies?
Because that curb shouldn't... That
you know
curb
how you can always tell when somebody's lying? They drag somebody else into
exactly.
it every time.
Ask him. He knows.
Tell him.
It's sure.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
That, the first bill that I would introduce would be to move that curb.
At the radio station.
Okay, I have somebody I want to vote in.
Who's that?
Public relations, I think, should be importers. They can make anything look good. They're good with lights and flashy stuff and all that stuff. Importers all the way. And they're diverse. Kobe, stop shaking your head. Nobody's listening.
That's the beauty of radio.
That's why I'm shaking my head.
Yeah, importers would be public relations.
I could be picking my nose right now. You wouldn't know it.
Just saying.
Just saying. It's better than what Richard was picking over there just a second ago. So, anyway, so we're talking about legal. We're talking about the running the government.
Okay, so are we vetoing that one?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I don't have a fuzzy feeling.
When you say importers,
I don't want Johnny Tran doing my foreign relations.
That would be the I've best watched person to I've watched Fast. Relations.
First of all, I've actually met that guy in person.
Didn't he and kill a bunch of people?
Well, no.
Didn't he kill, like, several people?
In the movie he did. That's not real life.
Not in real life.
That's not real life. But I actually met him. I'm trying to, what's his name? What's his real name like?
It's Johnny Tran, I think.
No, it's not Johnny Tran. Like, his real name you can't pronounce. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, I actually bumped into him in Vegas at the Encore in the men's room.
Well, so was he mean?
No, oh, he's
very
not.
Pleasant, I mean, wasn't he? See, public relations in the men's room. Bam.
I'll be honest with you. He was a little talkative, and it kind of weirded me out.
Did you stand right beside him?
When I'm in the men's room, I'm not shy. I'm just saying, you know.
Did you walk past all the empty stalls and stand beside him? Hey, are you Johnny Tran?
Do you live your life a quarter mile at a time? I do. Ooh,
$10,000 on a hood and a spooling engine.
I got a fork one.
I'm leaving.
You know, but you can't quit. See, that's the problem with this country. Everybody wants to quit. That's the thing. You know, I mean, you can actually tell. I actually don't think the, just to be honest with you, it's not even really a joke. It's actually kind of serious. You know, the government shutdowns and all this stuff breaking down and all that stuff. Yeah. I really thought, like, Mopar was running the government for a long time. Because they can't keep this damn thing running for nothing. And all you Challenger and Charger guys, I know you're driving a brand new one right now. Give it time. I'm just throwing that out there. Just saying. Just saying.
Give it a couple of thousand.
Give just a few. Just a few. That's all it takes. I'm just saying, I think it'd work. The one thing I think the country does right, president rides in a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is America, our president. When we hit a point where the president doesn't ride in a Cadillac, then I've got to start questioning some things.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, now my Cadillac, if I was president, would get changed, though.
Yeah.
I don't like, what do they call that thing? Big Bertha
they call
or something?
It the machine or the monster.
No, it's not. That's the machine? No, it's not.
Machine?
Tell them what you said. no, it's called.
This isn't Russia.
Hang on.
but you know what I'm Bridges saying? Like, this thing looks like a conehead Cadillac. It's funny looking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I know it's, like, super safe, but it's, like, so uncool.
I'd have to roll, like, an
it's kind of like it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle with training wheels and you got, like, knee pads and elbow pads and a helmet on. It just ain't cool.
It's called the Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
That's what I said.
The Beast. Yeah. What I want to be riding in is, like, I don't know. Maybe an 82 Sedan DeVille on some 13.7 Daytons.
I'm with you.
I'd have to go with like an Escalade on like 26s.
I could roll on an Escalade. I could
like
do that too.
I think that's classic.
I could.
Yeah, Escalade on 26s, just
low pro slow, like you're riding on blades.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I mean.
The Beast is actually on an Escalade chassis.
Well, it is. It was actually a 3/4 ton truck.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, that's lifted.
Offer with the Escalade.
But it looks lame.
It looks like a DTS that got stung by bees.
It's swollen. I'm not the biggest fan of that, but I could definitely, you know, some nice billet wheels.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I could see that. I could definitely see that.
I'm with you all the way, man.
Just be styling.
But. And then when you pull up, like when he pulls up, man, this dude, it's already lifted 6 inches in the air. It's just missing the 33s. tell me how cool it would be when our commander in chief pulls up and you hear, and then he just steps out.
Bags now, just ain't for groceries, kids.
With his now later gators on.
It gets out with a
snap. See, that's another thing.
It gets out with a walking stick.
Yes.
How many navy blue suits can one man wear? You know what I mean?
As many as you want if you got some navy blue now laters on.
Shoot, son. Old Robbie walking out like he's about to preach a sermon. Shoot, I come walking in with that baby green on.
Yeah.
On, pinstripes.
See, man, if I was president, I'd come in looking just like, well, not tonight, but, you know, if you catch me at the car show, that's what I'd look like if I was president.
Just saying.
Blue jeans, some Vans, probably a shop shirt.
I'm with you. I'd wear a presidential shop shirt.
Yeah, and a mini trucking scene hat.
That's how I roll.
That's how I roll.
How I roll. I'm just saying. I think it'd work. I think it'd work.
Yeah, it's real.
Can I get your vote, Professor?
Yeah, I would vote for Smitty, and also casual attire.
Casual attire?
Some Dickies?
No, actually, what I said is, can I get your vote?
Oh.
So I see how you feel now.
You're the commander-in-chief?
Because I made one Mopar joke, and now all of a sudden, I'm a bad man.
Well, that did sting, but I thought that was already established.
I'm going to fill in on a little secret. What does your Murata and the government have in common right now?
I think I know where you're going with this, but the government's running at the moment.
Oh, actually, it is running again. What does the government and your Murata not have in common?
The government is running at the moment.
Oh, it never gets old. I love it.
It gets a little old.
No, it don't.
It's still funny on this end.
Calm down, low bread. It's good.
All right.
Here's our treasure, loaf bread. What's up?
He couldn't make it tonight because his car broke down.
He's calling in. He's FaceTiming with us. Hey, can you get us a check over here?
Put Richard on the big screen. You know the car didn't run.
You know he laid out. I'll send
my Cadillac to pick him up. Don't worry. My Escalade will flat tow you in.
No, that's all I ask.
Just saying, we'll look out for you.
Sorry, Richard.
Just be sure to work the brake good. We don't want you to, like, hit my bumper.
I'm head of the Secret Service over here. Ain't that what y'all put me ahead of?
Yeah.
No, I can defense.
No, you're defense.
Well, yeah, defense. Either way, I can tow any car I want to. So you just take your pick. It'll be in your driveway in the morning.
I hope that if we're running the government, I have a nicer car.
Oh, you will. Trust me. I got you.
Smitty's going to repo something for you.
You my dog.
You my dog. That's scary.
Let's talk a little more about that bro ham.
I actually did have something cool, not to get too far off subject, talking about the Brogram.
The Brogram.
The Brogram. I had a really cool commission car get thrown at me today. They're actually coming into the radio station. And, you know, as Patrick yawns and throws up his hands, I think it's time to take a break, though. Don't you hate that? Every time you get ready to talk, commercial break.
Yeah. But I want to hear a little bit more about this caddy.
All right, guys, stay tuned. We're talking politics and hot rods right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your host with the most. And, of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
Smitty's about to get stabbed.
Don't die, Smitty. We need you. The country needs you. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, resident treasurer / all-around numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to our homies in Butler, Indiana.
How many homies could there possibly be in Butler, Indiana?
I don't know.
At least a handful.
Yeah, there's got to be a few.
Got a few of my G's with me in Butler.
You know how they do up in B-Town?
I knew you were going to say that. B-ville. B-Vegas. All right. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So we're talking about if car guys ran the government. And I think we'd have to make some changes. And I know it's going to seem a little odd at first. Mount Rushmore. That's a big old mountain.
Yeah.
So we ain't going to mess with them, the four faces that's on there.
Nah.
But on the other side, Chip Foose.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Boyd Coddington.
Preach.
Dale Earnhardt.
Of course. We got to do it for Dale.
Duh. All of them be holding up a three. Everybody in the studio just held up three fingers. I love you all. Like, right here, from the pump station.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of where, like, a normal heart would be on somebody. I love you from there.
There you go. Hey.
Just saying. From my little ice maker. And who else could we put on phone?
Don Garlitz.
Most definitely.
Don Garlitz would be a good
or
one.
Or how about a woman? How about
Shirley Modell?
Yeah.
How about Chuck Norris?
How about both of them? Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is just amazing. He needs to be on it.
Chuck Norris pushes Toyota pickup trucks and that stupid exercise thing with Christy Brinkley.
Yeah, I better watch it. Chuck Norris is listening.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you something about Chuck Norris. The only thing he's kicking is a pudding cup.
I ain't saying nothing, Chuck.
You don't hear us saying it.
I'm going to fill you in. I'll put it on the record. Chuck Norris looks under his bed at night for Rob Pitts, okay?
You know it's going to be on the radio, right?
What now?
I said, you know this is going to be broadcast, right?
Yeah, I better
Chuck, I'm calling you out.
Oh, God.
I'm calling you out all the way at Shady Acres Retirement Village.
Rob's
going to get a phone call, and it's going to say, 7 days.
The only thing he's dropped kicking is fish sticks, okay? I'm telling you.
I know you put me in charge of defense and all, but, man, I seen that dude drive a Ford Bronco out of mud hole that he was covered up in. I ain't messing with him.
I'm going to tell you something. That's TV magic. That's all that was. That's TV magic. They made him into that. He's Chuck Norris. He's cool and all.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
I love you, Chuck. I'll put you on like that $5 bill.
Watch your back. That's all I'm saying.
But I am with Richard on the Shirley Mo Downey.
Tell Christy, I said, what's up? I like Shirley.
Yep,
Shirley would be great on our monument.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'll agree to putting her.
I mean, I like Shirley Mo Downey. Right. I mean, she is. I mean, that's my kind of broad right there. I tell you what, she'd be a good one for defense.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they see her walk in, they'll be like, oh, that's everybody's grandma, you know? And then she comes in, and you're like, oh, my God, she's crazy. That lady, I'm telling you something. I'm scared. Chuck Norris, nothing. Her, yeah, I'm scared.
I have met her a couple times. She is.
She was my Valentine, Kobe, okay? I'm going to tell you something. I know the levels of it.
Yeah, she's crazy.
I'm telling you. It's scary. I got her cell phone number. And she's got mine, and that scares me.
She's going to track you down.
I'm telling you. But, love you, Shirley. But, you know what I'm saying? Please don't kill me. I just say dumb things, honey.
But, I didn't mean it.
Don't hit me again. Oh, Chuck, help.
He's sitting there eating his fish stick.
But, so, all right, national holidays.
Dale Earnhardt's getting a day either way.
The kids need to be out of school for Dale Day.
Yes.
And it's got to be like on the third of the month.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that'd be a good one. I think that actually, you know, three.
I think that's a great one.
March 3rd, Dale Day.
And we also need to make a day up for, I know I'm going to get this wrong. But we just lost him recently, and I can't believe we ain't said nothing about him. John Haynes.
You know what? That's the book that kids need to have in school.
I'm telling you, all of us.
If you read a Haynes manual and can get anything from it, exactly. You're a smart kid.
That's how you learn how to not fix your car.
Yeah. You're going to cure cancer. I'm just throwing that out there. We used to sell those things. I used to work at AutoZone back in the day. And we used to sell those things. And I would see people flipping through them, and I would giggle the entire time. I'm like, you might as well be a word search.
Yeah.
You would have better luck.
I mean, that was clearly a step-by-step on how to do nothing.
At all.
At all, yeah.
And the first 10 pages were all the same in all of them.
Yeah.
How to change a light bulb.
Yeah.
How to tell what a blown fuse looks like.
Thank God for YouTube.
Definitely got us all through some hard times.
I was about to say, either way, he still needs a day.
We got to give him a day. We got to give him a day. But, I mean, you know, I'll tell you something else. Speaking about the kids in the school, shop class.
It needs to be
mandatory.
Yeah.
Boys and girls.
Put it back.
I mean, I just make it, you know, where to make it where you got to take at least one semester of home ec.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You got to take one semester shop class. Everybody needs to learn how to change a spare.
That's what I was about to say. How is it that we're sending our kids to driver's ed and they come out not knowing how to change a tire?
Exactly. And I'm going to give you Coach Hayes.
Oh, no.
I don't even know if he's still alive. That was my driver's ed teacher. That man would cut backflips in his Jerry curl would go straight if he knew you couldn't change a spare or change your tire. That's what's wrong. And teach kids to drive a manual.
But you know what's crazy about most new cars now? They don't even come with spares. You have to buy the spares separately.
Hell, the way this all changed anyway, so what's the matter?
Exactly. But you have to buy the spare separately.
Well, if they don't come with a spare, it's because they come with run flats. Have you ever tried to change a run flat?
No, I haven't ever tried to change a breakdown run flat tire.
I have not either.
Is it rough?
I'd rather ride on a rim.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't even gonna lie. It's awful.
By the time you know there's a problem, it's already all exposed steel anyway.
Yeah. I hate them, dude.
Sue me two more times, and they got to be run flat.
I guess. Yeah, but if a car don't come with a spare, it's automatically got run flats on it. But, I mean, they're twice the price. They're 10 times harder to change. I'd rather go back to a full-size donut.
I'll tell you something else I'd bring back, and it's starting to come back. White letters.
Ugh. I'm with you. I like white letters.
So like, did my pawpaw.
I like the classic ones on a classic car, but this taping words on
No, that's dumb. I'm talking about real wild. I'm talking about like road huggers. Cooper Cobras.
Oh, yeah,
Cooper
man. I got Cobras. I got a brand new set of Mastercrafts on the Murata.
Come on.
That's right.
But, and I think it should be a fine if you got dirty white letters. I can't stand yellow white letters.
These are the cars that most of us use for the weekends and for car shows and stuff. There's no excuse for those to be dirty.
No excuse.
Bleach white.
I'm telling you. Let it flow. Bad. We can get old Chip Foose to draw us up something. Yeah. You know? I think Chip Foose would be a good one. He's a nice guy. Like, we'd have to give him a job doing something good.
Yeah.
Like something, I don't know, dealing with the public or something.
Something.
He's a real sweetheart.
Press secretary.
He'd be a good one. He'd be a good one.
You know.
And the thing is, like, how can you get mad at somebody that can draw you a picture?
You can't.
I mean, like he's telling you, hey, we're taking over, but here, look.
I drew a picture of it.
It's a GTO. It's a GTO.
Yeah, but, you can't get. I mean, that dude's, like you said, he's such a nice dude. You couldn't get mad at him anyway.
No, you couldn't get mad. I don't think you can get mad at Chip Foose. I don't think it's even possible.
I almost got run over by him, and I still didn't get mad at him.
If he had ran over me, you know what? It'd have been my fault.
Yeah.
It'd have been my fault. Chip does no wrong. The end. All right, guys, hang tight. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way right here.
On 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.